Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. It's Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend. It's always the start of Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by my good friend, a brother, a mentor, Tarek Brock, live in Washington, D.C., start of a three-game series with the Pirates and Nationals. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing it in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. Goes by quick. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, because it's more him, less of me. First of all, Tarek, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third, you're in the nation's capital this morning.
Oh man, good morning to everyone. Good start to the week. And like you said, I'm in the nation's capital. I actually just walked past the White House. So we're doing this show remote as I get out, get a little exercise, and see another part of our great country. You can follow me online, TARRIKBROCK, first and last name, on Facebook and on Instagram and Twitter, TARRIKSR. So how are you doing, brother? Good weekend of sports.
Oh,
huh?
I'm doing good, man. I'm always excited to do this show with you. You know that. And, you know, boy, I'll tell you, the perks of the business, man, when you get to these cities, that's get a nice cup of Java, walk around, see the White House, the Lincoln Monuments. Boy, that's nice. That's got to be a nice setting, especially if it's not raining or anything where you don't need an umbrella to walk around with. But that's got to be great all in itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I'm trying to get out before the rain, comes today. We only get to visit the city once, so I'm going to explore as much as I can. Everything I didn't get to do last year, I'm going to do this year and just go from there. So I'm looking forward to, a three-game set here after, dropping three, getting swept in Tampa, which we were in, all those games. Just couldn't get the big hits, for us. And, they got crucial hits to go ahead and walk us off the first two games and then just to beat us yesterday. So, we're back at it again.
Yeah, let me ask you that. The ambiance in Tampa with the retractable roof, we talked about it on Friday, a little different than most Major League Baseball parks. But the Rays, that call yesterday that turned it around, the overturned one or is Arena, that had to hurt a little bit, and that opened the floodgates for him, the three-run seventh.
You know what? It did. I mean, can't do anything but just, give Randy a little bit of praise for a slide. I mean, he did everything he could to, avoid the tag and get in there. And that was just a huge play, momentum shift for them. And then we just couldn't go ahead and get out the inning. So, something that I'm sure our young middle infielders will learn from. I know Johnny Kelly will do everything he can to prepare them and move forward. I know that, and I trust that he will continue to groom and bring those guys along. But there's nothing like, experience. Nothing like, having your heart broke. There's nothing like learning a lesson, through a game. And that's what our guys are doing nightly here.
Yeah, and then Vogelbach gave you guys some hope in the eighth with that home run.
You know what? That was really good. I just, in that case, you just wish we had, another runner on base to give us a two-run shot there to pull us to within one instead of two. But that's what he does. He's one of our vocal leaders on the team. And, he walks it like he talks it. Every at-bat is a do-or-die for him. And he understands that, not only the game, but, as he says, that his career is on the line every time he gets in the batter's box. And, you love that grit and that fight. And it was good for him to do that in front of some of his family members. So it was really, really good for him, really good for our guys that are from that, Tampa, St. Pete, Bradenton, Clearwater area, to be able to sleep at home, visit family, and then now we're up here in D.C. for, a battle with the Nats for the next 3 days.
Yeah, when you finish up on the Tampa thing, I look at it like this. these one-run games you played on Friday and Saturday, pretty much losing. You lost by two yesterday, but still, you're in these games. It's a hit here, a hit there, and it changes the outcome of it. So you got to really feel good about that, taking some positives, you and the rest of the guys, along with manager Derek Shelton there. That's a positive to take into D.C.
Yeah, and the really cool thing about that is, you know, as it's been said by, you know, other coaches, you know, you got to lose in order to win. You know, the lessons are in the losses as well as in the victories, but more so in the losses, because there are certain things that you get to sit back and critique and judge yourself on and see, how can I do this better? How can I help my team out? And so we're at that point right now. But there's a lot of positives that we could, you know, we could take. Like, we're in games, you know, we're fighting, we're battling back. Our pitching is coming around. You know, Contreras pitched well, Mitch Keller pitched well. You know, we're just eventually we'll round off into shape, and you know, it, you know, eventually take off. When will that be? I hope starting tonight, as I said at the start of the series with the Rays. So every day we're getting closer to where we're actually truly trying to get to, which is, you know, contending and actually winning a pennant in the NL Central.
Yes, recovering the injured veterans will force some difficult roster moves here with the Pirates, because four of them are coming back here. You guys started six rookies yesterday, man. That is just unbelievable.
Right.
They're getting their feet wet. They're going out there. They're taking their lumps and bruises. And, boy, I'll tell you, this is unbelievable to see what's happening here. But now with these four guys coming back, you know, Van Meter, you got Newman coming back, Setsugo, and Gamble. Boy, that's a good thing when you got all these problems as far as looking at, wow, all, we got a full roster now here.
Yeah, it is good. And good thing I don't have to make those decisions. But like you said, we got some guys that are coming back. Our young guys have gotten some really good experience, you know, during this time of, you know, playing, seeing what the major league level, you know, looks like, knowing how to compete, and then going back down and, you know, working on whatever it is they need to work on and continuing, you know, doing what they need to do. So it'll be interesting moves coming up here, you know, with our guys coming back. And then we'll see how we go from there. But the goal is to continue to push on to get better. And I trust, you know, my coaching mates and our leader, Derek Shelton, will get us where we need to go.
Well, and then you basically see Cabrian Hayes there, Brian Reynolds, and then you can't help but notice O'Neill Cruz. Man, oh, man, if he wasn't playing baseball, this guy can probably play for your hometown Los Angeles Lakers.
Absolutely. He's the guy that, you know, when we get to a ballpark, you know, people are looking for him. He's not hard to find with his height and his length. And it's just a matter of time, and hopefully start tonight, where he just explodes and takes off for us. But again, it's a learning curve, you know, for all our young guys. And I got to, you know, praise them. They're doing great as they learn these lessons. And, you know, still battling. He got a key hit, a key double the other day, ran the base as well. And we just look forward to him just continue on this path of growth and to greatness.
Yeah, most definitely. Now with Washington on your radar starting tonight, we don't know who you're throwing yet. I know Feedy, I think, is throwing for the Nats, but that pitching matchup tomorrow with Quintana and Corbin should be a dandy before you hit the finale on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, you got two veteran guys that get to battle, two crafty lefties that get to battle here in a nice ballpark. And I'm sure both teams will put the best lineup, the best defense out there to defend the baseball for those guys. And both managers will look, you know, Davey Martinez and Derek Shelton will both look to, you know, ride their starters as long as they can and then turn it over to the bullpens and start their matchups and, you know, finish out the game. And it just comes down to, again, timely hitting, great defense, good base running, and just, you know, eliminating traffic on the bases. The one thing I would pay attention to is walks. And I believe the team that has the least amount of walks will win, and which I believe that will be the Pittsburgh Pirates, my team. and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, you haven't seen this national team since pretty much when you started the season, so you're facing them almost 2.5 months later. Has anything changed from afar looking at this team? I mean, you're a couple games ahead of them in the standings in different divisions, but I guess when you're above these teams, the only game plan is to keep your foot on the pedal and roll out of this city with taking these guys out.
Yeah, I mean, when you play a team so early in the season, you know, you can get guys when they're not swinging the bat well or really defending the baseball. It was still cold. We're talking about it is hot as all get out with, you know, storms moving all around. I just expect it to be cleaner baseball. I expect that the matchups that we did see and that guys did have, that we will, see a different game plan and attack and then go from there. And so, you know, I just believe that, you know, we'll come out on the the top end of this. And just notice that their catchers are a little bit more active. They got, you know, a really good center fielder who can run balls down. But at the end, it's just continue to apply pressure on them, run the bases hard, speed them up so that they can make mistakes, you know, bias more, you know, batters at bat. And the more outs that you can get in a given inning is good for any offense.
Yeah, and then you get home, you get that nice six-game homestand. You get four with the Brewers coming in, and then you get the Yankees, and, boy, that'll be a nice homestand for the great fans of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it'll be good. You know, we got, you know, old divisional foe coming in who we haven't played well against. But, again, we're not the same team that they saw, so that'll be really good. And then, you know, we get the Yankees for 2 days and, you know, with the day off before that. So we get the time to regroup and then go into a quick two-game set against the Yankees in which, you know, in 2 days of good baseball, anything can happen. You know, we could take those two. So we believe it, and we just need to go out and just do it. But first, we got to handle the Nats tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And talking about getting the Nats, and yesterday recapping out here in Los Angeles, I mean, you always get these type of things coming up. But yesterday, it looked like the WWE event at Anaheim Stadium. Seattle Mariners and the Anaheim Angels here, man, were just unbelievable. I think that thing went on for 20 minutes, throwing sunflower seeds and bubble gum out there. And man, oh, man, eight guys ejected. I guess when you play a team that many times, it's a division thing. It's bound to happen every now and then.
Yeah, we had that last year against the Mets where we played them, you know, literally eight games in a row, you know, or seven games in a row, three at our place, four at their place. And when you see a team that much, there's a lot that happens. You know, sometimes things can get misinterpreted. You know, Mike Trout, especially in that situation in Anaheim, you know, has owned, you know, the Mariners, and they've hit quite a few long balls, and there could be some irritation there. And then, you know, the wrong guy gets hit at the wrong time, at the right time, and, you know, we got sparks and things are going. The one thing that once, you know, those dust-ups or melees is over, first of all, you just hope that no one is hurt, and then two, you can get back to playing baseball, because at the end, we all know that there's a bunch of young eyes that are watching us while we're out on the field.
Most definitely. And as we wrap this thing up, as you're looking around and going to passing the White House and everything, boy, the ambiance, you know, like I said before, is going to be tremendous walking around and seeing everything before the rain comes in, because that could be detrimental in itself. You don't want to get into these doubleheaders, you know, crammed up here or making another trip into D.C. To play these guys if there's, you know, delays in this thing. That creates havoc, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, that's tough. You know, when off days are already precious and partially taken up, and you make enough stuff, you know, you don't want to do that. So you just trust that, you know, ownership and the umpires make the best decision possible. But it looks like, you know, if something does come through here, that it'll be out the way before we get into our games, which is always a good thing. And then we could just go from there. So, again, we're just looking forward to getting, you know, this first of three in because once the first game gets going, then you got the second, and then the last game is a day game, and then we're off to the running.
Oh, most definitely. Hey, and final thought, Ole Miss wins the College World Series, beats Oklahoma. I think that was pretty impressive. Any thoughts to that?
You know what? It is, especially when you have a team that's not seeded like that, that just comes in, and it just proves to show you that, you know, a team can get hot at the right time and can, so to speak, run the table. And it's just good to see. It'll be good for them as far as recruiting. But also, you know, it would have been cool to see, you know, both Oklahoma men's and women's teams, you know, win the World Series as well. So it's great on both ends. You know, from my perspective, the one thing that's good is good for baseball, a sport that I love. And, you know, we'll see what the rest of the summer brings.
Definitely. I'm wearing the USC hat in honor of Lincoln Riley. I love what he's going to do at USC, and I'm sure you are too.
Definitely looking forward to it, you know, thinking about going ahead and renewing my tickets again and getting out to some games.
Hey, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you before we reconvene Friday in Pittsburgh in the second of four with the Brewers.
Yes, on Instagram and Twitter, TARRIKSR, and on Facebook, first and last name, TARRIKBROCK, all one word on there. And, man, I hope everybody has a great week, safe week, happy week, healthy week, and we'll talk to you guys on Friday back in the bird.
Definitely. Take those Nats out three straight. Four, Tarek Brock out there in Washington, D.C. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Till Friday, have a blessed one, guys, and thanks for tuning in.